really dictated this game?
Well, you know, we did a good job for the most part. You know, we did some things really well defensively. You know, I think our length and our size around the basket, you know, created some problems, and you know, we rebounded the basketball really well. Even in some situations where we missed shots, we were able to get some back. And we're going to have to continue to do those things, take advantage of Andrew and Powell's size and Lamar's ability to rebound, and you know, Ron's strength in the front court. But, you know, those are where our advantages are just about every night, and we have to continue to take advantage of it.
Hey, Derek, when you guys win game one, the statistic always comes up about Phil, but you and Kobe are the same. When you guys win game one, you haven't lost a series. Can you put that into words? Like, why, what that happens? I don't know.
Well, you know, I think we've been on some really great teams, and you know, when we've been able to win game one, you know, in particular, whether you have home court advantage, you know, it's just a big step. So when the team is really good to begin with, and you win their first game, it helps a lot. And there have been some times where we've had to go on the road and win a game, and, you know, which really fuels the series in your favor. So, you know, I don't know, I don't want to read too much into the stat, but, you know, we just try and, you know, keep the team focused on really taking this thing one game at a time, and you know, winning that first game definitely helps and gives us some things to go on.
Derek, you guys have 20 points. 18. Can you ever lose if you do that?
I mean, I'm sure it's possible.
But not easy.
But you know, it definitely makes things difficult for the opposing team. You know, when we can, you know, be dominant in the paint. And, you know, Andrew and Powell with their size and length, and you know, Kobe being active in there, and you know, Ron cutting in there and being physical. I mean, you know, Lamar's activity. I mean, that's where our advantages are with this team in terms of our front court. And, you know, Kobe, even though he's a guard, you know, he spends a lot of time below the free throw line extended. So it puts a lot of pressure on teams defensively.
Pleasantly surprised with Drew's activity?
Not in particular. You know, I think he's, you know, when he's, you know, had the ability to have this kind of game, he's done it. You know, so it, you know, it doesn't surprise us, you know, for him to come out and play well. He's really been a trooper and given us everything that he has. And we're appreciative of it. And, you know, that's why we want to take advantage of this opportunity and make sure we continue to protect our home court right now.
Derek, they had a little bit of a run to start the fourth, but you never allowed it to get down like past like that 10-point cushion. In the Phoenix series, you had two 18-point leads that they nearly, you know, won. They came all the way back from the tie. Another one that cut down to three. Did you learn from that and maintaining that cushion, you know, kind of keeping their will, their confidence from ever growing too high?
Well, I mean, you know, you learn from just about every experience, but you know, this was a weird kind of game, you know, in terms of, you know, a lot of stoppages in play, a lot of free throws. So the game never really found the flow. And even when they kind of cut into the lead, you know, we were able to get a timeout or a ball stop. And, you know, we finally were able to get a couple of possessions where we executed really well and got a high percentage shot. And that's when we're at our best. And so, you know, we have to definitely do a better job than we did in the fourth quarter in terms of our execution. But, you know, it's helpful to have a lead that you can work with if you do have a slip up or, you know, have 4 or 5 minutes where you aren't playing your best game.
Does that speak to your
Chippy